Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you got smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word, and I'm joined by my lovely co-host, Miss Drama.
Ooh, ooh.
If you want to holler at us, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And as always, I encourage you to email us if you can't, you don't feel like you got a cup of courage enough to call us. You can email us at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. See, I was about to say send all your naked pictures to Miss Drama, but
yeah, that's why you got all twisted up, because you ain't right.
I know.
You ain't right.
That's my bad. But speaking about ain't right but is right, finally, for those of y'all who don't know, Marissa Alexander, I've only been talking about her since she first went to jail 3 years ago. That's the woman in Florida who, right after that punk bitch ass George Zimmerman killed Trayvon Martin in cold blood, she fired warning shots and went to jail over, you know, abusive husband who was threatening her. So she fired the warning shots and she went to jail for 3 years for firing warning.
Didn't pass go.
Didn't pass.
Went straight to jail.
Straight to jail. Warning shots. Didn't kill nobody, but warning shots. And she did 3 years. And she
a reduced sentence, right?
Yep.
That's still just out of this world to me. It's crazy.
Just a little bit. But
so is there like, it's no repercussion for that? It's always done. Time served, she done.
Yeah, she's done.
Yet, what's his name? I'm been to jail how many more times after that? And he's still free as a bird.
Let's call him by his new God-given name, Punk Bitch.
Punk Bitch. God didn't give him that.
Well, we are gods of the earth, so we giving it to him.
Okay.
Your name is no longer... It's sort of like that part in Roots when they was, like, whipping him, saying, your name ain't Kunta Kinte no more, your name.
Yeah.
No more is your name, George Zimmerman. Your name is now Punk Bitch.
Okay.
And
well,
every time we talk about him, Punk Bitch.
Punk Bitch.
Punk Bitch.
All right. I just don't want to get him confused with no other Punk Bitch.
No, he is the Punk Bitch. Punk Bitch.
The Punk Bitch.
The Punk Bitch.
It's like he never going to go to jail.
Right. Oh, no, he'll go to take the picture.
That's it. That's not going to jail, though. That's,
yeah, I agree. But what can you say? You know, that's our criminal justice system working at its finest. You can pull your gun. You can kill somebody, then you can pull your gun on your different women all the time.
Mhm. And, you know, we'll just talk about it and then it's done.
Yep. He got money, though.
I heard that. All right.
Well, anyway, speaking of things that crazy people do, aside from what Punk Bitch does, there's a couple of brothers who stole nearly $500,000 worth of sewer grates from Philadelphia suburbs and sold them for scrap pennies.
And they made a lot of money?
No.
Thousands of them for pennies. Yeah, so you couldn't make a lot of money. I mean, the things that go over the street, right?
Yeah, the drain. Right.
Okay.
Those
the drain.
Heavy ass sewer drains.
Why?
You know that you know that narcotic. Because, you know, there's no other sane reason for you. I mean, those sewer drains are heavy as hell.
And I wouldn't know. I have to take your word for it. But
well, I mean, if you've ever tried to move one of them things, they're heavy. I'll just say that.
What I need to know is who purchased these things? Who needs these sewer drains? Like, that's where I'm stuck at. Who's running the black market for the
sewer drain?
Right.
They should be shot in the pinky toe.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe I got some drains over by my house.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just stuck on the fact that you risk throwing your back out for new sewer drains and you getting pennies on the dollar.
Right, pennies on the dollar. You're getting a hell of a deal.
Yeah, they sold them for $9 each. And
yeah, that's a narcotic.
Right, that's what I said. And each grape weighs 100 pounds.
The fuck is going on? What country is this in?
You live in it.
Don't you ever. Oh, shit.
Yeah, good old Pennsylvania. That's how they do it.
Like
Upper Marion, Pennsylvania. They're still in Seward. They stairs. Yeah, East Coast, fool.
They needed it for the storm. They was trying to get ready for the big storm.
That's what you gonna say?
I mean, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt.
Okay. All right. So we gonna leave this country for a minute. We talk about crazy things that people do. German court ruled that a guy who liked to pee standing up could pee anywhere he wants on his floor if he wants to.
On his floor? In his house?
Yeah. I mean, I was kind of, it was like, you know, they said a tenant likes to pee standing up. I'm like, that's like.
Ain't he supposed to?
Yeah. It's like, that's what most men, you pee standing up.
Right.
Yeah. But I guess in Germany, that's not the case. In Germany, I guess they like to sit down when they pee.
Oh, really?
I guess. I mean, that's the way they talk. Like, a German court has ruled that a tenant who liked to pee standing up doesn't owe his landlord money for a damage caused by splashing. So, apparently, he was missing the toilet.
Oh, okay. So
which
he had to have what kind of damage is he doing?
Well, I mean, you know, you can I've never understood how you miss the big toilet bowl when you're peeing. It's one of those things that it's always perplexed me in the men's bathroom. It's like you got a huge urinal.
Right.
A lot of space. Just bam, you just standing right there. How do you miss it?
How you miss it, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've always wondered the same thing. Like,
you be hanging out in men's bathroom?
No. But trust me, I've been around some of the accidents that you guys have, you know, so it's just mind boggling. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I've always wondered.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's right there.
Maybe it's moving.
Not quite.
No? You sure?
It's not moving. I mean, every time I've used the restroom, it's pretty much stationary.
Same location, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it kills me every time.
Yeah, well.
That'd be nasty.
Well, I got something real, real good for you. Right here in San Francisco, San Francisco Zoo is offering those people who have been hurt for Valentine's Day. If you've been, your heart's been broken, you've been spurned, whatnot, you can adopt a hissing cockroach or a giant scorpion in honor of your special ex someone for Valentine's Day.
Really? You get to name it?
Yeah.
And you adopt it. I might do that.
You're really going to adopt it?
Yeah, I hate love. So I'm a, yeah, a hissing cockroach sounds real nice right about now.
A hissing cockroach.
Yeah. I wish I could do something with it, but.
For $50.
Oh, it's $50. Okay. So what kind of shit is that?
Yeah.
They got a brilliant marketing person, though, or whoever's getting them some revenue. Whoever came up with that idea is brilliant.
Yeah, they said that with a little luck, this generous donation of $50 will release your bad love life karma so that you never have to encounter a cockroach again.
Yeah, and they're going to make a couple hundred thousand. And there you go.
You know, there's a reason why I brought this up in the things that crazy people do section of the show. Because you kind of have to be crazy to, like, adopt a hissing cockroach. I mean, I'm from New Orleans. So, you know, cockroaches, they're a dime a dozen there, and they're not really things that I want to pay money to get when you can get cockroaches for free.
For motherfucking free, right? Yeah. I know where you can go right now.
Yeah, I don't want to know.
And they'll pay you to take some roaches. This is just all nasty to me.
Yeah, this is really a horrible conversation that we have.
It is. It's talking about nasty, disgusting.
Yeah, my favorite. But, yeah, I'm going to move on. we're going to leave that alone. And we're going to go to this woman who married herself. She decided to honor her 40th birthday by marrying herself.
How is that honoring your birthday? That should depress you beyond belief.
Well, according to her, she's like, yeah, I'm special. You know, I can't find that man, so I'm just going to marry myself.
That's the dumbest shit ever. They let her do it?
Yeah. Hold on a second. We have a caller. Oh, no, we don't. All right. Oh, caller, if you hear this, feel free to call back 347-826-7435. But yeah, you marry yourself. And I'm just going to say this. When Dennis Rodman married himself, what, about 20 years ago, I thought it was retarded then.
And it's even more so now.
Yeah.
Because that was an elaborate wedding that she had.
Yeah.
She spent a lot of money.
Yeah.
To marry herself.
I mean, if that's the case, she could have just got herself a cockroach.
If that's the case, she still should be fucking lonely. So you should have just saved your money. Just because you marry yourself because you have a ceremony.
Why are you hating?
I know, right? Because I might end up having to do the same damn thing.
I'm going to tackle you before you do it, okay?
No, I'm serious. I might have to marry myself.
I will tackle you before you do it.
You're not.
I mean, you know, I mean, if you want to just spend that money, you're going to have like a...
I'm taking myself down to the courthouse, even though I know how special of a person I am and I deserve that big money, but no.
We're going to
the local.
You going to have a reception?
Yeah, something like that.
You going to invite people to your reception? You going to do a speech for yourself, to yourself?
You can only come as a single person. You cannot come as a couple.
For a minute. All right, this is Ghostface Killer. We love hip hop. We'll be right back. By my lovely co-host, Ms. Drama. That was Ghostface Killer. We love hip hop.
Remember him, R.I.P. Is he dead?
Nah, you thinking about the home?
Oh brother. Shit!
Yeah, the wrong one. You thinking the ODB? Yeah. I'm guessing Ghostface was here a couple months ago. He's like, shit, I ain't dead yet.
Not yet. He'll be mad.
Yeah, I know. Speaking of which, shout out to my homie Silski. Wherever you at, dude, give me a call. ODB's brother. Had him on a couple times. Need to holler back. And speaking of hollering back, My heart is hurting this drama.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's hurting really, really bad. Veronica Partridge has done something that is just, and I think I speak for most heterosexual men out here when I disparage her. She's vowing to give up yoga pants to honor God and her husband.
What?
Yeah. I guess, you know, yoga pants, we know them as, you know, tights. But she says yoga pants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's giving up tights. And I just want to say, and I think I speak for most heterosexual men out there, that's a bad move.
I mean, because if you can wear them, you're supposed to. I mean, you know.
Yeah. I'm just saying, just an observation. You know, I always want to give a shout out to the gay dude who designed tights, yoga pants, you know. You the man forever and always.
I mean, halfway, because everybody tries to learn, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's don't do it, but if you do it, I don't care, I'll know you anyway. But I don't want that to be a precedent that starts people saying, you know what, we shouldn't wear tights.
I mean, I...
That would make me sad.
I bet it would.
Yes, it would make me sad. Moving on.
Well, you'll be all right. You're going to make it, okay?
Yeah.
Because trust and believe, this is Oakland, California. They not going to stop wearing tights. I seen them at the store. They like $3.99 now.
Yes!
Oh, okay. So yeah, you'll be okay.
All right. Well, speaking of putting the booty on the table, Kid Cudi, I guess he's upset.
Yeah, I'm upset too.
Why are you upset with Kid Cudi?
No, because they took his kissing scene. He was doing that gay thing. That's coming up.
Uh huh. Yep. He's not happy about it. He said, they took it. He said, this was way different than anything else I've ever done. It was dope to do that. I felt like I had a responsibility to represent a different walk in life from that world. I'm mad they cut out my kissing scenes with David. We made out so many times, and it was so good.
Oh, yeah, he's almost there then.
Yep.
He almost out the closet.
Yep.
Cause he's hot. He's really upset.
Yeah. Yep. He says he was trying to tell that story. He didn't flinch. He says, I'm secure with mine. I'm an artist. It's all about playing characters that are intriguing and stimulating.
I bet he was stimulated.
Yep.
And intrigued. I mean, I like him. I like Kid Cudi because he, I mean, you know, his music.
I don't know. So, I mean, I'm like, he just putting his booty on the table. That was all. Look.
Putting it on the table.
Putting it. Bam! You need me to do a kissing scene? I'm comfortable.
And you better not cut it.
That's right. I will tongue kiss. I mean, like, yeah, I enjoyed it.
They practice makes perfect.
Yeah.
Well, you go ahead then, Kid Cudi.
Yes. Well, power to you.
We can just put it on YouTube so we can still see it.
Yeah, I'm just let me know when so I can ban YouTube for that day.
Not happening.
Yeah. Well, I mean, speaking of that, I mean, he can go on the new Fox series Empire. Because accordingly, director Lee Daniels says he's using Empire to shine a light on homophobia in the black community. And Daniel was asked about the anti-gay attitude of the show's lead character, Lucius Lyon, played by Terrence Howard.
Mm-hmm.
He said the idea for the character persona developed after he went to the Gay Men's Health Crisis Center in New York City. And he said homophobia is rampant in the African-American community. And men are on the DL. They don't come out because your priest says, your pastor says, your mama says, your next-door neighbor says, your homie says, your brother says, your boss says that homosexuality is wrong. And, you know, I'm like, I think that's funny because, you know, it's not too many pastors that's going to say it, being that, you know, pastor either rolls one way. Either pastor is the pimp or pastor is the pimp.
He's the pimp or the pimp?
Right, because, you know, he's either pimping the women or he's pimping the boys. Oh, my bad. I guess I shouldn't say that.
I think you probably shouldn't have.
But it kind of is what happens.
I don't know. That's you.
No, I mean, I've seen people in church, you know, a lot of them dudes is gay. People say they own the DL. I'm like, well, if he's switching like that and he's only looking at men's crotches, probably gay.
Probably.
Yeah.
That's not good, Tom.
Yeah, I'm just amazed that he's like, yeah, we're gonna shine that light. We're gonna blow the lid off of homophobia in this. It's like, really?
I mean, and I think that's half only because that's a big group. Like, if you selling anything out here, blood, you selling to them. You know what I mean? That's at least 65-70% of your customer base anywhere. So you know that's all of the viewers and stuff like that. So yeah, if you gonna keep them, you gonna do that. I think it's smart.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, because, I mean, people been gay since the beginning of time.
Right. I mean,
this TV show is not going to make or break it.
Well, I'm always funny. I always laugh at it because, you know, they talk like gayness started in, like, 1982.
Right.
Like, no. Greek society, 90% of Greek society was gay.
Mm-hmm.
Pederasty, anybody? Where the word pedophile comes from. I mean, a lot of the words that have something to do with homosexuality, they're like all Greek words. I mean, gymnasium, naked teenagers with the flask around there with the oil in it just in case an older man who stalked them, that's where the word stalker comes from. Because mm-hmm. The older men would like follow the young, hot, sweaty teenagers and if they decided to bend them over, they could.
Damn.
Yeah, it's one of those things. I've been meaning to do a whole special on it. Maybe I just need to. Because for some reason, people just don't associate the olden days with homosexuality. They're like, oh yeah, it just started 70s.
Yeah, like this is new.
Yeah. There were no gay people before the 20th century.
They made that up.
It's killing me. It's like, yeah, if you're in a Greek fraternity, that's your lineage.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
That's pretty disturbing.
I don't give a shit. I'm just always amazed that people, you know, the gay, look, that shit is old. I don't even know. I mean, this whole civil rights thing, I'm like, you know, like gay is the new black all of a sudden. It's like, well, y'all, you know, you're fighting for something that's embedded in civilization since, as you said, forever.
Right.
So you kind of not oppress people. You kind of run Hollywood.
Everything.
Yeah. It's like, anyway, moving on, Super Bowl is this weekend.
Is it?
Yep, it's this weekend.
I thought it was the 8th.
Nah. You only get 2 weeks in between the playoff.
Well, it ain't like I give a damn.
Yeah.
So, why are they still letting the cheaters play?
Well, that's what I wanted to talk about. It's funny that you would bring that up. You know, Richard Sherman's like, well, they was going to fine my teammate, Marshawn Lynch, an undisclosed amount of money if he was going to wear gold shoes. But the Patriots, who were caught cheating again, they get the one playing the game, and they're not going to be fined anything.
Mm-mm.
So
they said they're going to lose a draft pick or something.
Well, okay. I lose a draft pick. Whoop-de-doo. I'm in the Super Bowl.
That's a ring and everything. Don't they get an extra check?
Right.
All kind of stuff.
For blatantly cheating. Like they always do. Blatantly cheating. I wear some gold shoes, I will get fined out the frame.
Right.
But if I cheat, I get rewarded as, yeah, they're a great organization.
That's crazy.
Yeah, just a little bit. Now, Boomer Esiason, who used to quarterback for the Bengals and is now an analyst, he was talking about, Richard Sherman should be fined for calling out the commissioner. I'm like, really? So we going after the people who call out cheating? We don't go after the cheaters?
Right. The whistleblowers.
Yeah. I mean, but it's kind of sort of what America is, right?
It's what we built on.
Yeah. I mean, you don't go after, they're a successful organization. Stable, proud American. They just cheat.
That's how we are.
All the time. Cheaters prosper. And if you want to call out cheaters, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah. I'm going to start applying that to my life. I'm going to start cheating.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me know.
Hey, I'll see you at the top.
Yeah, we get our cheat on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got to kill first.
It don't matter. They did.
Okay. All right. So, y'all heard it here first. Smooth drama. We're going to cheat our way to the top.
T-O-P.
So, if you in the same industry as us, you might want to walk the other way. Because we honestly don't know what the hell we're going to do.
Never.
Just saying. Because, I mean, you're setting the president. You're telling us, hey, you know what? Just cheat. And it's all good.
Just cheat. I remember my mom did say that when I was younger. She was like, because we'd be playing games and stuff. Board games, and she was like, when you cheat, it's fun. It makes the game fun.
What?
So I guess it makes life fun.
To cheat?
Yeah.
Okay. You preach to the choir. It's mm-hmm. Like I said, if you went our way, this is what's happening.
Yeah, and I want to see more people out there cheating. I want more people to cheat. Cheat at work. Do whatever you got to do to get ahead. Just make it happen.
It's the American way.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I mean, you can be a role model to your kids.
I mean, hell yeah. Because if you're not cheating, I bet you you're getting cheated.
That is a very astute observation.
Yay, I got two of those from you.
Now, conversely, I do want to talk about some not punk bitch, but some punk ass stuff that I saw by a woman who goes on strike to protest her out of control teen daughters.
Goes on strike.
Yeah, North Carolina mama Nasira Muhammad. She started picketing her own house, saying that she's on strike against her disrespectful teenage daughter. Said one of her kids keyed her brand new minivan. So she created a sign, Mom on Strike, and started marching up and down the sidewalk in front of her own house.
Okay.
Now, retroactively speaking, I probably should have put this in that segment.
Crazy people still do crazy as shit, yeah.
But I still feel like I want to talk about this because this is some of the worst punk I have ever. You're protesting your kids.
Your badass kids.
Right, that you raised.
Right. Now, what does she want to happen? What does she want the end result to be? It's not a damn thing, because you went outside with a fucking petition sign. It's like you ignoring the problem. That stick should have been used to beat your motherfucking kids. Keyed your own mama car. What kid is doing that?
I'm like
that's what I don't see.
That would be a homeless kid. I can tell you. You know, I'm like, hey, if you think CPS is a better choice for you, the group home situation is better for you, by all means,
mm-hmm.
You have that option. That is your
only option after you key some of my shit.
Well, I'm like, this your Bill of Rights options. You have the right to leave my house. You can go ahead on. Do your thing. I won't stop you.
That is crazy.
I promise. We don't even have to get to the key. You feel like my rules are not good enough for you? Then them sandwiches you eat are not good enough for you.
Shit, you ain't getting a sandwich.
That's what I said.
So what had happened once she did her protest?
Oh, she's still protesting.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I need to write this bitch a letter. Because she and them kids need to get it together.
Well, I'm thinking it's kind of her.
Yeah, it's her.
You know, it's like that whole what comes first, the chicken or the egg. I mean, if you lay an egg and then it comes out to be chickens and you teach them to be alligators, you can't get mad when they act retarded like alligators.
Mm-hmm.
You taught them that when they're really chickens.
Or the lack of what you were teaching, just let them go their own way. You know, you let the streets raise them, which it sounds like it, because you can't yell on mama shit. You don't give a damn. Debbie, you ain't scared of your mama or nothing. Like, to not even, like, offer nothing. Like, me and my mom don't have the best relationship. But to tear her stuff up, like, to take from her, that'll never happen. Yeah. Like, so you have to have some kind of fucked up mind to do that.
I don't even think you have a mind.
I don't know. Something in there.
Yeah. It's really small, though.
That's what she said.
Yep. It's really small. And on that note, I think that we just need to go in on and take a break because that depressed me.
Aww.
Yep.
Well, go help her raise her kids.
On that note, we really gonna take it. It's the immortal technique. Crimes of the heart.
But you thought it was over? You didn't know until we say it's over, motherfucker. Hey, yo, Tech. What you think about the rap game right about now?
Talk bullshit. You know that. I know that. Hey, come along with me, man. We'll have a budget, huh? We'll have some clout.
I didn't get into this for that.
But that's all there is.
Well, if that's all there is, I've been wasting my motherfucking time.
I can get more clout and more money on the street than I can follow in your ass.
This game is polluted with rappers that are really snitches. And most DJs are nothing but industry bitches. And we don't got no mansion or riches. But we got guns and knives and your children's pictures. And everybody loses the war, but you lose more. What you think we brought back the Panthers? And the Zulu War, immortal witch doctor made himself a voodoo doll for every motherfucker that run into that.
My lovely co-host, Ms. Drama. That was Immortal Technique, Crimes of the Heart. And speaking of crimes of the heart, I could not believe, you know, we talked about last segment how you can cheat and not get fined.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, you could do the right thing and get fined also. Like Dwayne Wade was fined $15K for defending his wife's honor at a basketball game. Yes, what happened was there was when Miami was playing against the Charlotte Hornets, there was the crowd started messing with his wife, Gabriel Union, who happened to be at the game. And so he gave them the middle finger, and he was fined $15,000. Yeah, and he came out and was like, yeah, I get it. I got fined, whatnot, but I'm going to defend my woman. And they need to do more to protect the players and their wives. Because, I mean, and I get booing players, whatnot, but the whole personal attacks and all that.
I mean, but you, all celebrities are open up for that. You know, everybody ain't going to love you. Yeah. And then what kind of, how the hell is you defending her honor by flipping some people off?
Well, you know. They,
no, I don't know.
Well, I mean, see, he can't go into the stands and knock somebody out.
Oh, really?
Really. Because he would be broke, be sued for the rest of his life. That's kind of how that goes. See, because people get those muscles when they know that the athletes can't do anything. Now, if there are no cameras around, they wouldn't approach an athlete in the street because they know they would get the doo-doo dog snot beat out of them.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
But you're still susceptible to all of the charges and whatever, whether you're on the street or on the court. You know, you're still held in that same regard. But what I'm saying is that he might as well have kept the bird. You know what I mean? That was just stupid. They should have fined him. How much they fined him?
$15K.
Money well spent.
Yeah. I mean, I'm more on, I hate punk ass fans that attack people. I mean, look, you can say something about him. You know,
they can say something about Gabby too.
Yeah, but why?
Because she's in the same, held in the same regard that he is.
No.
You are a star. You know what I mean? You are a star. Not everyone is going to like you.
I get that. Don't.
They have every right to say whatever they feel about you.
Look, at a basketball game, fine. I'm sucking. Say I'm sucking. Don't go after my woman. That's, I mean, or my family. That I think that's when you're taking it too far.
Okay, I mean, well, continue flipping the bird. You know,
I mean,
taking so far.
But me personally, I'm not the flipping the bird guy. I myself would have my entourage, whatnot, take pictures of said individuals and would deal with it like that on the low. But that would be me. That would be how I would have handled it. I'm just saying, you know, a friend of a friend of a friend.
Right.
But,
so, yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's just a, you know, lewd gesture.
I mean, you know, we talk little gestures. I will say what I was really, really disappointed on. I mean, we gonna go from one athlete type thing to the next. Two ex North Carolina athletes are suing the school and the NCAA over academic failures.
No, I don't get what you're saying. Who failed?
The lawsuit is seeking unspecified damages, as well as the creation of an independent commission to review and report on academic integrity, while accusing the NCAA of acting carelessly and negligently in its oversight role when it should have been ensuring academic integrity at member schools. And I'm like, hold on. You got a full ride at a school and you decided not to go to class. You was enjoying it, and then after the fact, you gonna come out, oh yeah, we won't sit so school in NCAA because they failed me academically. They didn't push me to be a real student. Maybe this should have just been the punk ass show. Because it's like, people died so your ass could get an education.
A good education, at that.
Literally. So you can go to schools and whatnot. And now, after the fact, oh, yeah. They didn't make us go to school. They ain't got to make you. It's college.
Exactly. They stopped making you do shit at the elementary school. After that, it's all on you. In middle school, they don't even make you do your work. Like,
yeah,
the fuck?
Yeah, I'm sitting up here like, yeah, you, whew. I've never been so disappointed before. Like, you're grown. You're grown. Nobody should have to, you shouldn't have to sue to be educated. You had the chance to pick your classes, but you went. You did the party line because at the time you was enjoying not having to do nothing. Like, we real students had to actually write our papers.
Exactly.
You know, pay for classes and pay for books.
Go to class, do your internships, do your community service, special projects.
Yeah.
Everything.
$100 books.
$100
books that you never use ever again.
Mm-mm, ever.
But no. They're suing the NCAA, talking about how they said, yeah, they're making money off you. The NCAA... it's a pimp-hoe relationship. There's no disputing that. You were the hoe. Now, you didn't have to remain the hoe. But, I mean, that's what it is. I mean, we all understand that. They make money off of you as an athlete.
Right, major money.
Right. In the excess of billions of dollars. This is known. That's the game. Don't hate the player, hate the game. And them trying, oh yeah, the NCAA did this to me. No, they didn't do it to you. You did it to you. Because you tried to play the game, and then when you didn't get what you thought that you'd get out of it, oh yeah, now we want to sue the NCAA. Come on.
Yeah.
Stop that.
And I can't believe they got a group of them together, bold enough, you know, to take that on. That's really crazy.
Yeah, over academic failures.
I mean, but they might as well hand them a scholarship. I mean, hand them a diploma.
Oh.
They might as well hand them a degree. They might as well be paying for it anyway. Just think, those athletes that were good enough to even be considered on like a college level on their way, that's the next step is pros. You know what I mean? They were already passed in high school. They teachers was just, okay, here, get you a B. Here, get you a B. Here's your B. They was already passed, so they already dumb as rocks when they go to college. They only doing their athletics. And I bet you there are plenty of pros that basically bought their grades.
Right. we know this, but look, that's the game. That's the game.
That's the game and they playing their part, as long as they report to that field or the court or wherever they supposed to be, then they might as well just go ahead and give them their degree.
No, I'm like, look, don't sue now. Don't be mad now. You knew you wasn't doing work then. I'm just saying, I don't believe in that. Oh yeah, after the fact, we want to sue.
Yeah, I mean, after the fact, I get that part, but it's like you might as well go ahead and just cash them out, get them what they need.
Okay, well, I know they've already been cashed out. Now that whole see, because if you don't make the pros, hey. You supposed to have your education. You supposed to realize, hey, I better do my. I mean, because a lot of them think, oh yeah, I'm gonna make the pros, when actually what, like 8%, something stupid like that.
Yeah, some tiny little number.
Right. Not all of y'all gonna make it. It's only like 300 and some jobs. So that's what it is. But unrealistic expectations. And speaking of unrealistic expectations, you know, Fox News, they're upset about a Arizona college course that studies whiteness.
Oh shit.
The name of it is called U.S. Race Theory and the Problem of Whiteness. They say that the course, which was started up by Professor Lee Bebout, who is white, says it's an attack on white people.
You can't attack white people.
Yeah, well, they said all of these books have a disturbing trend, and that's pointing to white people as a root cause of social injustices for this country.
Well, yippee-yay, that's the truth. That's the fucking truth. They should have had this class back when I was in school.
Yeah, I don't know about it.
I would have, nigga. That's an easy A. I know all the little, but, hey, I could teach that class. Shit.
Yeah, we all could, huh?
I'm telling you, because that's it. Shit. That's the white guy that started that class, he at the top of the chart for the white people. He's the smartest one y'all got. Because even he fucking recognizes that there is a major problem. You know what I mean? Like, and it's all that mindset from all of those years ago.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that they're like, yeah, how can they say that social injustices of this country come from point toward white people? Like, really? You don't see that?
They only see what they want to see.
I mean, it's kind of one of them things. Like, you know, if you don't get slaves and bring them over and treat them bad, they probably don't protest against you because they would have nothing to protest against in the first place, because you wouldn't have brought them over and treated them badly.
Right. There'd be nothing to speak of.
Or your whole illegal immigrant thing where, you know, you hire folks that are illegal so that you can pay them less because you want to pay people less.
Yeah, and then manipulate them under the threat of deportation and stuff to stay. And then lucky, an illegal alien is lucky if they're getting paid and not just working for your room and board.
Yeah. Oh, well. White people. Viva white people.
Don't worry. The world will be a better place tomorrow.
All right. Now, on that note, for Ms. Drama, it's the F the N word. This is another Smooth Drama production. We out.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands up.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you've got
Smooth Drama.